Ian Scholz. I was watching MSNBC the other night, not an activity I recommend to any sentient being, and they were discussing the recent suicide attempt by Mrs. Marshall Mathers, that is the wife of rapper Eminem. He's been in a lot of hot water lately. His lyrics are violent, misogynistic, and dark, say some critics. Others say he's a pop genius. I fall somewhere in the middle myself, though he's made me laugh out loud a couple times, and his shtick of marrying stand-up comedy to rap is so simple that it borders on genius in a pop culture marketing kind of way. The kind of kill-my-wife-please humor he does is, after all, tolerated in stand-up comedy, and violent fantasies are a necessary component of rap. Anyway, a pundit was being interviewed on MSNBC. It happened to be a feminist pundit, but the gas bag could just as easily have been George Will. She wondered if there was some sort of connection between Eminem's lyrics, which she found appalling, of course, disturbing, shocking, etc., between his lyrics and his wife's suicide attempt. Well, number one, I don't see any of this stuff as any of our goddamn business in the first place. Number two, to make some kind of mealy-mouth connection between a joke, poor taste or otherwise, and an attempt to end life is so specious it provokes jaw-dropping contempt. I am so tired of this canned, self-serving outrage by the interchangeable, smooth-talking moral arbiters that swarm all over our airwaves. They yammer on about the coarsening of the culture and the death of civility, all the while making their nasty little ad hominem digs at whomever happens to be in their sights on that particular chat show. They're not against rudeness. They're against rudeness that doesn't resemble their rudeness. Given a choice between the opinions of Eminem and these well-dressed, tongue-clucking preppies and their perfect little cocktail hour lives, well, I think you know where I stand, on the side of Slim Shady's everywhere, imitation or otherwise. I gotta go.